Relax, breathe, smile. You've entered into your element, the home of origin, the home of intelligence and beauty, where relevant topics are discussed, where what you think counts, and where superior is the norm. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Perspectives. This is Ashley Burgess here at KLIF, and it's Sunday night. It's about 8 o'clock. And you know, when we're thinking about the holidays, you think about celebration, right? You think about trimming the tree. Even though I actually didn't buy a tree this year, I'm kind of upset about that. I went to go buy the tree, and they were all brown. And I didn't want to have, like, a brown tree in my house already. I mean, unless it's supposed to be brown, it just seems like it should have died in my home, not over at Callaway's. Anyway, so no tree. But, you know, you think about friends, and you think about gifts, and you think about giving gifts to express your feelings and not worrying about the expense or having that perfect holiday image. You know, some people get to experience that image while others experience something in between. You know, on the other hand, there are others that don't experience either one. You know, sadly, there are people who don't experience the merriment and the joy during the holidays. They experience the exact opposite, filled with dread, disappointment, and honestly, a little bit of depression. You know, after doing much research and dealing directly one-on-one with clients and realizing the source of their depression, I found that there are really three direct correlations to holiday depression, honestly. First would be relationship issues. And, you know, relationship issues can be about really any type of, you know, relationship. You know, Matt, what do you think? You know, when we're talking about relationship issues, about, you know, dealing with people in general, whether our family, whether our friends, whether our mom, dad, boyfriend, girlfriend, you know, they can be really happy times, but sometimes on the holidays, when there's certain issues, there can be disappointment or anxiety or whatever.
Yes, exactly. Well, good evening, everybody. With being the Christmas time of the, you know, the season, we're all struggling with, you know, bringing that significant other to the family Christmas dinner. A lot of the time, we just need to be honest and open with everybody. You know, relationships, men, they come and go. This Christmas, we're thinking about, you know, just bringing everybody together from different, you know, the different sides of the family. And we're just having everybody tomorrow. And we're going to, you know, celebrate in our pajamas. We're not buying gifts. And we're just trying to mend all the, you know, the hurt from the past.
I think that's awesome. You know, it's like doing a new type of thing. You know, it's like when you change your tradition and you create a new tradition, you create new images and you create new memories. You know, the holiday season is a time for spending time with loved ones, you know, especially our spouse or our girlfriend or our boyfriend, you know, and spending time with mom, dad, brothers, sisters, you know, whoever. And, you know, when we're experiencing a major issue with any of those people, you know, it causes stress and strain in our life. And I think you begin to wonder why. You know, why me? Why am I celebrating? Why am I supposed to be celebrating? Why am I supposed to be joyful? Why is this supposed to be a happy occasion? You know, because I'm supposed to be with these people, but yet I'm not with them or we're having issues or arguments. But I think when we don't lose sight of really understanding what the holiday season is about and trying to figure out how we can kind of merge whatever issues we were having with that particular family member or something and be able to merge it together to make it work for us, you know, like finding a resolution or finding a solution. You know, I think that a lot of times we don't tell people our true feelings. And I think when we don't tell people our true feelings, they can't mind read, so they really don't know where we're coming from.
Yeah. We, you know, life's so short. We can sit around the table, you know, on Christmas and think about the people who have passed before us. And we just really need to throw away the grudges. You know, life's so short. We're here today, we're gone tomorrow. And, you know, with the holidays, it's just one of those, you know, times where we can just say, you know, let's put down the past. Let's give everybody a hug and just, you know, enjoy the fellowship with each other.
I agree with that. It's just like put things behind us. You know, the argument could be about anything. And consequently, because the argument could be about anything, it could be for a long period of time, too. I know people that have argued over something for the last 15 years.
Oh, yeah.
And it's the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like the same argument. Like, I think so-and-so called so-and-so the B word.
Yeah.
Okay, and so ever since then, I can't believe she called her the B word.
Yeah, it's all
gossip.
And
they have issues with it ever since.
Yeah.
And everybody says, you remember that time? And everybody gets quiet about it and hushes, you remember that time when so-and-so? You know, and it's like, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
This happened like 15 years ago. So-and-so had too much to drink. Something happened. Let's get over it.
Yeah,
you know?
They're off their meds, you know.
Right, exactly. It's like, come on. You know, I ran into a conversation yesterday. I won't say who, but they were talking about how their whole family is on Cymbalta now.
Oh,
and
wow.
They said it's all helping everybody. And well, I was like, wow.
I love that meme that's going around on the internet. It's called, it says, if you're happy and you know it, shake your meds.
Pass the meds, please.
Yeah, I found that really funny. You know? But you never know. We're all so, you know, imbalanced with each other with, you know, in the time where we text, we face chat. It's, you know, we take the, you know, the personal aspect out of all of our relationships. So it's really hard to get back in and, you know, put the cell phones down or, you know, stop texting when we're at the dinner table. I mean, these are all things that, you know, we forget that, you know, back in the day, that's why everybody was almost closer together because they weren't sitting around a table texting. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, like, what's the point? If you're going to be with your family, right, you're going to be over there. You have X amount of time. Give it up. Put the phone up. I think that people should just put the phone up. Yeah. I think we should put it up, lock it in a safe or put it in a box or put it in your trunk.
Yeah.
You know, and say, hey, for this next 5 hours, you can't Facebook post, you can't LinkedIn, you can't Twitter.
Stop liking everything.
Exactly. I can't believe there's only 5 people like my picture.
I know.
Oh, womp, my gosh. My whole Christmas is lost. I can't believe it. Or so-and-so didn't text me back, and I can't believe that. I thought they were going to text me back.
Yeah, I was with a friend last night at dinner, and he said there's 6 of them in a house together, and they'll be all be on the bottom floor, and they'll just be texting each other. There's no conversation. It's like a tumbleweed blows through the living room, and they're all just texting each other.
That's awesome.
That's the day we live in.
That's so sad.
It's crazy.
I like when you walk into a room and you're not even paying attention and you have your phone and you like people are walking into you, people are trying to move away from you and everybody's trying to walk into like a business and everybody's looking at their phone.
Oh yeah.
And it's great.
Yeah.
It's like playing a maze, you know? And it's like, then you do it at your family. Like there I was, I think I told you about that at Thanksgiving. Me and my cousin are sitting next to each other and he's got his iPad, I have my phone and there's a picture of us looking directly at each like device and not paying attention to anything else. I think we'd had enough already by that point in time anyway. But, you know, it's like you get to that point where, why am I here? I mean, you know, if I want to see grandma or I want to see, you know, whoever.
Yeah.
I mean, make the time for it, but also the issues. I think sometimes you just have to sit there and say, you know what? I'm sick of this and I'm going to bring this up and I'm over dealing with whatever was said years ago and I'm over dealing with whatever you want me to be that I'm not. And I saw a post today on Facebook and it said basically, you know, love me for who I am and accept me for who I am. I might need to make some changes, but I'm not going to make some changes until I feel like I need to make some changes. Yeah. And it's not until I figure out what those changes are that nobody can really come in and say, hey, you need to be doing this or you need to be doing that or I'm not going to love you until you do this. And I think sometimes family gets it in their head that they have the executive power.
Yeah.
And I think that sometimes people lose sight that they should just like love each other and get along and try to find within that other person what they really love.
Yeah. We, I had a grudge against, I'm not going to say the name, of course, but it's all about, this person didn't do anything to me. I just didn't like them for some reason. And I would not approach them. I wouldn't talk to them. And it came to the point where I'm like, Matt, you have to reevaluate your life. Like 2013, I want to have a great year. And I said, what is that barrier holding us back? What is that? And that blockage that's, you know, keeping me from talking to the person. Well, I finally had to come to, you know, Jesus, listening to some Whitney Houston.
The come to Jesus conversation. Dun, dun, dun.
You just, it's all about growing up. We all just have to grow up and, you know, be the bigger man, woman, and, you know, say, hey, let's talk it out. Why don't I like you? What did you do? You know, let's just settle it. I want 2013 to be a great year.
And that's the biggest thing I think we talked about this last week is just because you tried to resolve an issue doesn't mean that you're wrong.
Yeah.
It doesn't concede that you were wrong. I mean, I kind of joked around about, yeah, you're kind of right. And you are kind of right. When you hold out that olive branch and say, hey, I'm really sorry about what happened, even if it wasn't what you did.
Yeah.
It's like putting it out there and putting everything off to the side and saying, our relationship matters more to me than just some petty argument. Or even if it wasn't a petty argument, even if it was something really big.
Yeah.
But, you know, after a time, you sit there and say, you know, what am I doing this for?
Yeah. And once you resolve those issues, it's just like, the light turns on and stuff in your life, you know, there's just more positivity will gravitate towards you. Good things will start to happen. As soon as I did that, my mind was clear. I didn't feel this bottled up anger inside. My days were just better because I was the bigger person and, you know, put everything aside and said, hey, you know, let's sit down, let's resolve these issues and move on.
That's awesome. And you know, the biggest thing too is acknowledging your feelings. And when I was on KTXD on Friday, I was talking about how you have to acknowledge your feelings by being honest and truthful with yourself and just saying your feelings even to yourself out loud. I mean, and a lot of times, I don't know if you have a dog. I know your dog.
Oh, I love my dog, Casper.
Yeah, Casper.
Casper Curry.
Casper, and my dog's friends with your dog on Facebook.
Yes.
And I love that, you know, sometimes you don't have to talk to even a human.
Right.
You can talk to your dog. Your dog can be like, you know, hey, you know, you can be like, you know, I'm really having an issue here or whatever, you know, and you can talk to your dog and your dog will listen and it won't like go, oh, you should do this and this, you know, because you're doing this wrong. You know, it'll just be like, okay, whatever, Matt, I'm right here. And so you acknowledge your feelings. You say them out loud. You can say them to your dog, whatever. If you have a gerbil, if you have a cat, it doesn't matter. And I think that's like the first step to rectifying any sort of family issues or any issues really that matter.
Yeah.
You know, that's what's so cool about it is you get it out there and it's like, wow,
yeah,
I feel better, you know?
Great things will start happening.
Exactly.
You know, the people, the kids, the little cousins will start looking at that and you'll be that role model in your family.
The ball's in the motion, you know?
Oh, yeah. And once it starts, you know, it can't be stopped.
Exactly.
So
goodness continues. So we want y'all to stay tuned for the rest of the show because we got some really great stuff coming up. We're going to be talking about financial issues, dealing with spending a lot of money for Christmas, for gifts and what have you, as well as the 3 D's. You know, we're going to bring up, yes, divorce, death and distance tonight, as well as we have Cynthia Smoot with Out and About with Cynthia talking about all kinds of things from Christmas to New Year's Eve celebrations. And, you know, a couple of tidbits of knowledge from Matt and I this evening and just some wishes of a Merry Christmas. So stay tuned. Keep it on iHeartRadio, listening on KLIF or 570 AM. We'll be right back.
Have you ever wondered what a life coach is? You've heard the term, but what exactly is life coaching? Life coaching is a form of mentoring that takes the whole person into account. As a certified life coach, Ashley Burgess works to create a cohesive balance across the entire spectrum of her clients' lives. Ashley works with her clients to set and reach goals within all areas of their life. And by doing this, her clients experience success, happiness, and the life they've always dreamed of having. Finding success within all aspects of life is no easy task. It takes work and it takes practice. Live True Life Coaching is always at your own pace with proven results that last. Contact Live True Life Coaching at liveyourtruelife.org and fill out the form getting started. Live True Life Coaching. Start living your true life today. Start living your true life today at liveyourtruelife.org.